Hello. I'm Pat Allen, and I'm a recovering alcoholic. I've never used cocaine, and I hope that doesn't cause some of you to disqualify me as whatever. But I am an expert in lousy relationships. And so because of that, I'm going to teach what I need to learn the most and which I have learned some things about. I'm sober, going to be 21 years. I have the standard. I was a real drunk. I was a blackout drunk. And I'm naturally, as a blackout drunk, a recovering sex addict. I'm sure there are some of you out there. I realize I had a wonderful time from the people that told me and from some of the symptoms I created. But I have not used cocaine because way back when, 20-some years ago, it wasn't that poly drug at that time. We were kind of purist at those days. So I've been married three times, which is a standard miserable affair for people in the program, and I've ruined numbers of relationships. I have become a marriage, family, child therapist. I'm really an artist and a musician, which is what most of us really are. I became a therapist as a way to figure out what they were doing to my head. Part of my alcoholism included trying to kill my husband, which I think, you know, meat cleaver, the whole trip. Killing myself. It includes all the standard things that to qualify. Now, I want to show you or tell you how we're going to run this. This is a workshop. I'm going to do some talking for about an hour, and I want you then to take, I will stand up and wiggle for a minute, but there's pieces of paper been put on your table. If you will, tear them in pieces and write questions that you want me to answer. This is, pick out of my brain that which you want, because that's what these speakers are for. And I want to see what God has to say to you through me, which is what it's all about. Now, how many people here admit they have a relationship problem? Okay? I thought we'd qualify. Now, how come we're the way we are? I want to give you some pieces of information about what I know about the compulsive personality. We are classified as compulsive personalities. We will never be different. We never were different, and we're not going to get different. We are never going to recover from compulsivity. Thank God. Now I'll tell you why. Because compulsive personalities, you know, I like the work of Carl Jung. Carl Jung worked with Bill Wilson in the establishment of the 12 steps. Roland H. went from the Akron group over to the Oxford movement and dealt with Carl Jung in Switzerland to see what this issue of spirituality was. Spirituality in my world is the same as love. Love of self, love of others, love of God, love of everything. Carl Jung had an idea. He said that every human being had to individuate and become themselves. And that individuation included that every man, you men have a male body, you're rampant with testosterone, you're raging and crawling, hopefully. And we women have estrogen. Estrogen is a very feeling hormone. It makes us laugh and cry and smile. We women have it when we're young, and you guys have it when you're old. About the time we go into a midlife crisis, we women are starting to go to the stock exchange and wanting to start running the world. You guys are now going to gourmet cooking and needlepoint. So all of us are both masculine and feminine. This is a major, major premise. Every man has his sensitive side. The sensitive side of a man is called the anima. You can read about this in the book, The Invisible Partners by John Sanford, about the projection. The inside of a woman is the animus. The animus is Sylvester Stallone. Sylvester Stallone is a strong part of a woman that hopefully takes care of her. There's three ways that that male side of a woman operates. It's either an anchor, a shovel, or a claw. If it's an anchor, it's a woman who can say no to things that don't feel good to her. How many women in the room have difficulty saying no? Right. The feminine side of a man... There will be a sign-up list outside the room after the meeting. The inside of a man is very sensitive. I wonder if you ladies know that a man inside is more feminine than will ever be. But the problem with the femininity, it's either me, 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 or it's a giver. When a man has evolved and individuated, he knows how to give, protect, and cherish others better than himself. When a man has not gotten to that point, he still wants to be gratified. Now, what's going on with the compulsive personality? How many people in this room had a painful childhood? All of us. A painful childhood, whether your folks were wacko or you didn't have them, or they beat you or molested you or incested you or whatever they did to you. When you have a painful childhood under the age of 10, you grow old too quick. The masculine woman is a woman who had to learn how to take care of herself, whatever way, who learned that she could not trust the men particularly in her life, or especially her dad. That an alcoholic, an addict, a cocaine, whatever, that person becomes 50 years old before they're 10 years old. How many of you men, for example, realize way back when you were feeling feelings that the normal guys weren't feeling? That you were sensitive and empathetic and that you felt pain, you felt pleasure more than the other folks? And how many of you women learn very quickly, don't trust other people, you got to do it yourself or forget it? Premise number one of this workshop, that we people who have become compulsives had to handle issues at an age when kids should not have to handle them. And the way we eventually learned how to handle them is to block out half so we felt normal. A normal boy does not get in touch with his real deep feelings until he's older, until he's 40, 50 years old. A normal young man thinks and wants and does, and he does his number to go after things. But the addictive, compulsive male feels. And so when a man uses, now watch this, when a man uses, he generally will use a mind-altering substance to knock out what he knows about what he feels. How many guys in the room used in order to feel better? Okay, now take a look what women do. When women use, we knock out our feelings so we can do better. We can do things that we may not have been able to do if we were not using. How many women use in order to control their feelings so that they can move through life? Do you understand? So here's the major problem in our relationships. In normal relationships, there's one man giving, protecting, and cherishing, and there's one woman receiving, being available, and respecting. In our relationships, there are four people. There are two men fighting for control, and there are two women fighting to get their feelings taken care of. Yes or no? All right? Now, what we're going to do here today is I'm going to show you how to have a compulsive relationship. First of all, I need to know. Remember, there's nothing on the planet but energy. Do we all understand everything's energy? Quantum physics is the application of Einstein to relativity in every form. Every one of us. Do you realize when we sober up, that we're two human beings in one body, that we have a brain, we had to be gifted. You see, you know what happens when you're a compulsive personality and you're a kid? Some kids go wacko on their own adrenaline. It's called schizophrenia. It's called all kinds of nutty. We got smart enough to knock out half of us with a mind-altering substance. Now, I don't know if you cocaine fiends ever see two different visions, but I remember driving with one hand like this. You ever remember that? Because my brain couldn't handle the two images. Now, in a relationship where everybody is double instead of single, you got to track me, we have to decide whether we're men or women. Because we are both. We are thinking, wanting, creative human beings who have tremendous feelings. We are the ultimate. We're old people in young bodies. We can do things when we're sober that normies couldn't think about doing. But the problem we most have is we have trouble finding people to relate to. It's lonely at the top of the evolution ladder. Now that we're sober, we're thinking and feeling. And that causes us to become natural narcissists. Now the problem with narcissism is it doesn't marry anybody. Because it wants to be a 10, and they can't find anybody who'll be a 0 unless you go to Al-Anon or some... Now the people in the Al-Anon programs and the O-Anons and the C-Anons and the whatever, those people take pride in being zeros. And I'll tell you why. Because they like to live around the excitement of complex, addictive personalities. Yes or no? Yes. They ride our trail. They love tracking us through jails and nut houses. We are the most exciting creatures on this planet. And because we're double, we're not multiple personalities. We're just plain double people, starting right off. Because we're so complex, we're fascinating. We're fascinating when we're using, and we are double fascinating when we're sober. Because when we're sober, we're usually walking around on the planet. We're not in jail, we're not strapped to beds, we're kind of out here. So, the first thing we got to realize is everybody in the room is two people. I'm Patricia, and I'm Pat. Patricia is kind of a feminine woman who likes to feel good and play and have a good time. Pat Allen is a killer. Pat Allen is a workaholic. Pat Allen is a sexaholic. Pat Allen is an alcoholic. Pat Allen is compulsive in everything she does. And that's the way I like it. But when I'm in a relationship, do I want to be Pat Allen or do I want to be Patricia? Well, you know the answer. I want to be both. Now, the only problem is the person I'm relating to has got to figure out who I'm in at the moment. So this workshop is going to be, you're going to pick your sex. Now, how do you like them? I mean, your genitals are of no consequence anymore. How many women in the room like to give, protect, and cherish that cuddly, queen, sweet, you know, sensitive, loving man that you find in the program? Aren't they, darling? How many women in the program like to be the masculine energy? You like to give, protect, and cherish. You need only one thing. Money. Those cute guys never keep a job, do they? But I'm going to tell you something. They are great lays. How many women in the room want to be the feminine energy? You want to wait till they chase you. I want you all to notice that there's a dearth of feminine energy here. All right. For a woman to want to be feminine, she's got to stop giving, stop protecting, and stop cherishing people better than herself. All the women who want to be feminine, get your hands up. I promise. On my honor, never to give anything to an able-bodied human being over the age of 10, especially men, especially money and sex, unless I get what I want first. How many men in the room want to carry the masculine energy? You want to give, you want to protect, and you want to cherish your women and your kids. How many men want to give? Keep your hands up. I promise on my honor to give to, protect, and cherish the women and kids in my life, even when they're illogical, irrational, and irritating. So help me God. How many people in the room want to be both? You are permanently single. How many men in the room want to be the feminine energy? You want to find a nice, giving, protecting, cherishing woman who knows your creative, sensuous, sexual value and is willing to work for it. All right. Keep your hands up. I promise on my honor to respect the woman who's chosen to take care of me. Even when I know I'm smarter and I could do it better if I wanted to. So help me God. All right. So our major premise here is that we are all complicated, compulsive personalities. Don't forget the book, The Invisible Partners by John Sanford. There's also He, She, and We by Robert Johnson. This particular philosophy of the yin-yang energy in the compulsive personality based on the fact that we had a difficulty in being intimate when we were young. Because the people that we were supposed to be intimate with usually were weird, dead, incesting, molesting, gone, or using. Right? It's normal for us. Now the problem with intimacy is that if you don't get it from people, you get it somewhere else. You've got to get strokes. Now, if you're a normal human being, you will go to the forest, you will go to the seashore, you will go walk on grass, sand, water, and mud. I defy you to go crazy on grass, sand, water, and mud. If you ever flip out, anybody ever flipped out? Take your boots off, take your shoes off, take your socks off, get those sandals off, get your stinking little feet stuck in something called terra firma, and walk on it. And I'm going to tell you why. Because once you connect to the energy of the planet, the trees, the flowers, and the earth, you will have difficulty staying in your head. You will have difficulty floating away. The big book, Alcoholics Anonymous, talks about go out into the sunshine. Get into nature. Now, if you don't, now, I don't know many of you, but most of us addicts, at least for myself, I did not like sunlight, mud, water, sand, and grass. I liked doors and shades and lights out, right? I wanted to be away from people because I didn't know how to relate to you. In fact, I didn't like you. I spent my first years in the program hating people in my trench coat and my arms folded. I was a hostile, bar drinking, beer drinking, slugging, drunk. That comes from Irish, but that's where I was. I was a mean, mean drunk. Started lots of fights. If you don't get intimacy from people, which we didn't, and if you don't have the sanity to get animals or nature, then you will go to things as a way to balance yourself, to get intimate with yourself. When you and I used, we felt normal because we stopped the screaming between our brains and our feelings. Because we felt and we thought and we felt and we thought and we could not think our way out of our feelings and we couldn't feel our way out of our thinking. Yes or no? Now, what we have to do in sobriety is what I'm talking about. We have to decide in a relationship whether we're the masculine energy or the feminine. And if we choose not to decide, we are condemned to being with people that are zeros. Because to be a narcissist is to be a 10. I want my thoughts respected and my feelings cherished. Works perfectly for single people. It does not work with people who want to be intimate and connected, in particularly sexually. Because that's the most physical, mental, and emotional intimacy. I used to use people for sex, but I wasn't intimate with them. I was just trying to make that feeling feel right, feel good. I was trying to balance myself. So the first thing I want you to remember is pick your side of the fence. Never mind what you're supposed to be. If you're comfortable and you're a woman and you like taking care of a man, take care of him. But make sure it feels right to you. It's not what you should do or what he cons you into. If you're right as a guy feeling and wanting a woman to take care of you because you want to do the great American novel or you want to go create something, then be honest about it. Don't fake each other out. The people that pretend that they're one thing when they're really not. Now I'm going to go into a little bit of biology, neurology. How many left-handed men are in the room? Left-handed men and all women have a larger bridge between the two lobes in your brain. Roger Sperry got a Nobel Science Award for this. The left lobe of your brain is the one that has all the words. I think, I want, I feel, talk, 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 talk. The right lobe has no language. It's pure experience. Between the left lobe and the right lobe is a bridge called the corpus callosum. Roger Sperry did an experiment with people that had their corpus callosums clipped. They used to clip them for schizophrenics to separate their thoughts and feelings. For people who have it clipped, he put up a screen, table, bowl of junk, and he said, okay, the right hand is connected to the left lobe. What happens if the hand goes behind the screen, feels the objects? What can the person say about the objects? When the right hand goes behind the screen and touches the objects, the person can say apple, popcorn, sandpaper, cotton. But when the left hand goes behind the screen and touches the objects, the person knows there are objects but cannot call them by any name. Now, what's that got to do with anything, right? Where's she going with that one? Here's where I'm going. Ladies. Remember, ladies, because we're compulsive, we're ladies and gentlemen, we're both masculine and feminine, our brains and our feelings are highly evolved. A normal woman is feel with a little think until she gets menopausal. Then the progesterone makes her think straighter. A normal man, he's very testosterone-based. His feelings won't come out until he gets older. But for us, we're already ambisexual. Ambisexuality is when we're both masculine in feelings, masculine in thinking, and feelings. So with us, we can be both. But neurologically, here's the problem. Ladies, hear this. When you ask a right-handed man what he feels, you forget one problem. He has a smaller bridge between the two lobes in his head, and because of it, he does not have the verbal ability to go from the left lobe to the right lobe and back again with the words fast enough. So you know what you say about him? You're withholding your feelings from me. Picture this. They've been sober a couple of years. She's now going to therapy. I'm going to tell you something. I may be a therapist. I may even be a PhD. But what I learned in the program is where I got what it's all about. You got it? You got to be careful with people in the shrink business. Those people think they are God. I know I'm just serving him. You got it? There's a big difference. Now, she and he are going to get healed. They're going to therapy, right? Program. Okay, so they go to therapy and she gets with a gestalt therapist. You got to get that man of yours to get in touch with his feelings because he's got to show them and do them. And so she goes home and naturally she says to him, how are you feeling? And he says, fine, right? Now, we know what fine means. Effed up, insecure, neurotic, and eccentric, right? That's fine. So she says to him, what are you feeling? He says, fine. She says, you're withholding from me. Why don't you share? You never share. I want to know your feelings. Let it out. Come out. Let me see it. When you used, you could feel. Where are your feelings? He says, I'm getting real angry. You want that one? She says to him, but if you don't let me know your feelings, I'm going to leave you. All right, I'll go. Naturally, sponsor says, go, go, shut up the bitch, go. He goes to the therapist, and the therapist says, you've got to share your feelings, get in touch, you've got to carry it home to your woman, because you've got to know this feminine side has got to be out there. He goes home and he said, honey, I'm ready to talk. I'm afraid I'm going impotent. I'm in love with your sister, and I really don't know if I want to stay married anymore. What does she say to him? I don't want to know this. Don't talk to me about this. Well, all the ladies in the room, on behalf of all the right-handed men, please raise your right hand. I promise, on my honor, never to get into a left lobe logical debate with a male of any age. For if I do, I shall lose and end up screaming, I hate you. You're a lousy lay. The kid isn't yours. Ladies, would you please not ask, especially a complex, addictive male, how he's feeling? Unless he's chosen to be the complementary feminine energy and you're the masculine. In every relationship, I've got to have one respectable partner who knows what they think, who knows what they want, and who cares about the other person's feelings. And I need one person who's cherishable, who's willing to share their feelings. How many of you guys in the room have been with the stone maiden in the program? No feelings come out of her mouth. Nothing comes out of her mouth. What comes out is what she thinks and what she wants for you to do and them to do, but never do the... How do you feel, honey? Fine. Because masculine women are like masculine men. They don't want to be vulnerable and share their feelings. How many women in the room have difficulty sharing their feelings? That's normal. That's normal for our program. Hear this. If a man wants to be a good man, here's how he talks to his woman. Now, if there are any gay people or lesbians in this room, I want you to know that when I use the word male and female, it's generic. It has nothing to do with genitals. Maleness is an energy system that gives, protects, and cherishes. Femaleness is receptivity, availability, and respecting of the partner. Each of us are both male and femaleness. That's why we're here. That's what the program is for. That's what the 12 steps are for. The 12 steps of the program are to handle your feelings and your thinking, because we are not normal. We are super normal. Do you understand what that means? Once we sober up, we have all of the giftedness of the highly evolved human being. We are generally bright. That's how we figured out how to knock out one side over the other. That's how we figured out how not to go absolutely nutso. We went nutso in a way. We got our own street drugs to figure out a way to survive and to not feel and think what we think and feel and get all complicated. So we become super normal with multiple choices. We can all, they did the Dyer report years ago, said that all of us in the compulsive programs, we could all be heterosexual, we can all be homosexual, and a lot of us want to be both. And that's simply a choice of using both sides of the system. So if there are any lesbians and any gay people here, I want you to remember the work I'm talking about is for you too. I still need a respectable partner. I still need a cherishable partner. Now, how many people want to be the male energy in an intimate relationship? Where are you? Okay. You people, here's your first real lesson. You must never do two things, because this is what narcissists do. Narcissists expect their partners to do one. If you really loved me, you'd guess what I want. And if I've got to ask for it, it's not worth having. Have we all got that one? Okay. So for you men who want to be masculine, I don't care if you don't know what you want for dinner. When she asks you what you want for dinner, you will say something. Ladies, I don't care what you feel. I know it can take up to 8 weeks to figure out why you're angry. But when he says, "What are you upset about?" say something. See, the biggest problem with complex compulsive people is that we want people to guess. We're afraid to come out and extend ourselves. So what we do is we don't ask for what we want. So the male energy, all the people who want to be masculine, get your hands up. I promise, on my honor, to take the time to care enough to say what I think, to say what I want, and to ask my partner how they feel about it. You hear that? How many women in the room, or men who want to be feminine, how many people who want to be the feminine energy would kill for a person who said, "Honey, you don't make sense yet. Could you talk a little longer?" How many women in the room are sick to death of men saying, "Look, you smart character, get to the bottom line. What you're saying doesn't make any sense." Gentlemen, remember, all females and all left-handed men have a larger bridge between the two lobes in their brain. They put all of their thoughts and all of their feelings together at the same time, which causes them to not make sense. Right-handed men think or feel. Do you ever notice, honeys? Women. He comes in, he's going, where is it at? You didn't do this, and you called the so-and-so, and you whatever, blah, 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 and you, I call it the IRS love. You can see it in their eyes, cold. There they are. They're all intellectual, insensitive. And then, bip! Can we go play now? He has just made a rapid move from the left lobe to the right lobe. Or here's another one, ladies. You have gone out. You have gone out with him. You have seen him across a crowded meeting. And there he is, Mr. Perfect, dressed well. His last woman did him great. There he is. You know he's a sensuous sexual person. As he comes up to you, you can see the kids. You can see the wedding. The whole trip is before your very eyes, right? And then he says to you, "Could you loan me a little money?" Right? Ladies, when you're dealing with a right-handed man, at every given moment, you can see if he's in his logical lobe or his romantic lobe. Oftentimes, when you go out with him, see, there's a problem. The right lobe, the vocal column, and the penal column are often connected in one straight line. They've done a study that 60%+ of men beg for sex they know they have no right to, but the mouth is going. In fact, they're asking for sex they don't even know what they're going to do when they get it. You see, the problem with being a compulsive male is, if you're used to having sex on the drugs, you're going to have a whole different ball game when you get off the drugs. Because where you may have been having strictly sex, which is a pure right lobe experience, now that left lobe is talking. Do you see? So, ladies, I strongly recommend that before you let him in, we know what in means? Any form of in, that magic wand, wherever it can get in. Keep it out until you hear three things. His mouth, sober, says to you, I want you, see, I want you to be my woman monogamously and continuously for a long time. Now, we got a little riot down here. I'm going to tell you something else. Boston University, Northwestern, and Stanford have come up with a marvelous study. Do you know, ladies, when that magic wand gets in, it triggers a chemical in our brain called oxytocin. Do you know what oxytocin does? It's addicted to that magic wand. How many men in the room realize that if you can get in, you got it wired? Do we have that? Now, ladies, I want to tell you something, that being a compulsive personality, an addictive personality, we're as good a man as they are. We want what we want. We think what we think. And the problem with that is that we can sometimes go with men who are so sensitive, so loving, so tender, that they die of a relationship with us. I'm going to tell you something, gentlemen. Because of the way you are and because the faith you have in your brains, if you inadvertently, as a sensitive man, and we, remember, all the men in this room are very sensitive and all the women in this room are very powerful. We are complex human beings. We are both male and female. We women are built to mush our thoughts and feelings together, and we generally don't kill ourselves or go back out and use unless we're very, very masculine. A masculine energy-based person puts their thoughts, their feelings, their body all on the line. And inevitably, if there's a masculine woman who's going after a sensitive man, and she gets him addicted to her, that can be a killer relationship. People can die of that one. I also want you to know, ladies, that if you think that you can let him in and you can have some casual sex as sensitive, creative human beings, you are going to get bonded and addicted to a human being that you may not like. So for those of you ladies and those of you sensitive men, I'm speaking to the sensitive, feeling-centered people. And we all are, but some of us are more than others. To those of you that are generally the sensitive energy in a relationship, do not have sex until your partner gives you long-term commitments, monogamous agreements, and sees you regularly and doesn't jerk you around. Because if you don't get those verbalized agreements, you could get addicted to them. Now, for those of you that are masculine, that can have casual sex, masculine people can have casual sex because they're not as in touch with their feelings as they are with their logic. They get their ashes hauled, but they don't get bonded and as addicted as the feminine does. For those people, I admonish you. If you want to have sex with a program member, would you please get an agreement? If it's a one-night stand, say so. I want a one-night stand. I do not want a relationship. I am not committable. Believe me. How many ladies in the room? He says, I don't want a relationship, and you don't believe him. Would you please believe him? He means what he says, and men who are men, left, right-handed men, they mean what they say, and they say what they mean, and their feelings do not influence them. Do you understand what I'm saying? So be very, very careful. All right. Now, where are we at here? Okay. In a relationship, if you're the masculine energy, take the time to say what you think and say what you want, and be sure you check the other person's feelings. How do you feel about what I think and want? And when the person tells you how they feel, please do not apply the laws of logic to feelings. Feelings are experiential. You can accept them, you can reject them, but you cannot analyze them. Here's what he says. I really want this or that, and I think this. And she says, I'm not very comfortable with that. Well, tell me the reason. You don't answer reasons for feelings. Feelings are feelings. They erupt. Do not explain or defend your feelings. Do not explain or defend your feelings. Say, you have a right to ask. I don't feel good. I don't want to do it, and I'm not going to. And that's it. No argument. When you ladies or you sensitive men get into debates, logic will dictate they will wear you down and wear you down until you do something that's not good for you. Don't do that. Now, for those of you that wish to be the feminine energy in the relationship, your job is to say what you feel and what you don't want. In every relationship, I've got to have an initiator who knows what they want, who knows what they think, who checks with the other person's feelings, and listens to their right to say no without punishing them. You see? And I need the person who knows what they feel and knows what they don't want, who respects the other person's thoughts and wants. That's the absolute basic premise of the communication technique. Now, what if you're the respectable leader in the relationship and you've got some bad feelings? How do you open up your feelings to your partner? Because I've just ordered you to be the thinker and the wanter, right? Here's what you do. Real simple. I have some bad feelings I want to share with you. Are you up for listening? Get permission for your second suit. You have a first suit. One more time. How many people in the room want to be the respected initiative leader in a romantic relationship? Where are my masculine people? Whether you're a feminine body or masculine, your job is to say what you think and what you want, even if you've got a guess. And your job is to ask the other person what they feel. But on the days you want to share your feelings that are negative, you got to get permission. I have some bad feelings. Are you up for listening? That way, watch what happens. When you want to come out of the right lobe, you got to signal them so they can move over into the left lobe. Compliments attract. Similars repel. I think. I want. I feel bad is the end of your relationship. That's the end. The way it works is, the cherished person who has a brilliant... Say you're the woman in the relationship or the feminine energy. You generally follow. And you've got a brainy idea. I have a brainy idea. Do you want to hear it? Get them to agree. Because how many women and men in the room, you came up with a brainy idea and your partner went up in smoke. It was like, hey, you're trying to control me. You're bumping into me. I'm the one. If you want to be with me, you follow me. Right? How many people in the room want to be the feminine energy? Where are you? Take your position. Then I want you people to remember that when you have a brainy idea, it's your responsibility to signal your partner. Okay? And that's the way it's got to be. So in an addictive relationship, how many people are there?
Four.
How many people get to talk at one time?
Two.
You've got to put one of your suits in second place or you will bomb each other by talking from four positions. Okay? Now, what I want you to do, I've taken this amount of time to lay the foundation. I want to take 5 minutes, and you don't have to leave the room. You can stand up, do whatever you want. There's paper on your tables. Would you please bring up questions or ask me questions from the audience, because I want to spend the rest of the workshop answering your questions, not just talking at you. Starting now. questions. Are you willing to give me a chair so I can put these on so I can have my hands free? Thank you. I'm going to get through all the questions if I can. I want a chair. Any chair. Just to set them down. Thanks. There we go. Thanks. That way I'll just plop them.
There you go.
Thanks. Okay. Here we go. I've been asked about where I am. For those of you that have come in late, I'm Pat Allen, and I'm a recovering alcoholic, okay? Good. This is a delicate statement I'm about to make because it's weird. You know, I just last weekend I went down to Phoenix and did an Alcoholics Anonymous convention. It's a little strange having relationship workshops, so I'm a little touchy about saying who I am. If you have a need or a want to call me, okay, you may get a hold of me in the Orange County area at 714-723-0338. If you're ever in the area, I have a group that I meet with every Wednesday night at the Radisson Hotel. Cost is $5 just to pay for the hotel, just for the room. And I answer questions. So every Wednesday night, yes. The phone number in Orange County is 714-723-0338. Signal my secretary by saying you are at the CA convention. Then I'll know you're not a, quote, client. You're from the program, okay? If you want to be, if you're in Orange County, come to the Radisson Hotel across from the airport on Wednesday night at 7. That's where I do this. If you're from L.A., the phone number in L.A. is 213-275-5147. In L.A., I do this at the Westwood Playhouse in Westwood. The Westwood Playhouse on Monday nights in Westwood. The Orange County Airport, John Wayne Airport, Radisson Hotel. Monday is 7, Wednesday is 7. Okay? I do not wish to be commercial, but I'm going to say something that sounds commercial to me. I have a tiny little book that I've got, which has got the communication in it. Okay? If you have a want for it, you can see me afterwards. All right. Now, crunch, crunch. Yes? LA number is 213-275-5147. It will also call down to Orange County. It's just a different toll number, whatever. Okay. My goal now is to get through these questions so that you might hopefully have what you personally want from Pat Allen. An old hooker in the program said to me once that I had to learn to farm or know the difference between F and U one-night stands. An affair or relationship. Do you agree with logic here? And would you say this could work for the masculine personality? Having sex is often a masculine operation because the purpose of the sex is to get gratified. The purpose of making love, however, is not to be gratified. It is to be satisfied physically, mentally, and emotionally. When we sober up in the program, we have the ability to make love. Before we sober up, we do not, because half of us is not present. Generally speaking, females who are using, as I said before, are using to not feel what they know, which is they shouldn't be doing it, and they're doing it for some reason, usually for money, okay? When we mate with somebody, one person, the feminine, brings the sensual and the sexual in exchange practically for the status, which is the ring and the marriage and the whatever, the name, the title, and the financial stability. There are only two games on this planet, money and sex. The way you handle money and sex will determine your level of sobriety. And sex, to have sex, is a masculine operation. Period. If you have a question from the audience, you may ask me by yelling it out, and I'll repeat it. You want to put it in? Go ahead. What if in spite of your definition, I really don't know if I'm the feminine or the masculine? Hear me. You are both. The problem that we have in the program is we want to demonstrate both sides of our highly evolved personality, and it's fine as long as we're willing to be single. Everybody who's sober in this room is both masculine and feminine. But you have to choose before you start a relationship, not in the middle. Somebody asked me in the middle, what if I change back and forth? If you change back and forth, you're going to confuse your partner, unless, of course, they're an Al-Anon. Or they're codependent, because they're glued to you, remember? And those people will enable you to be both. And you know what both is? Narcissism. And if you want to read a book about it, here's a book. Narcissism, Denial of the True Self by Alexander Lowen. Gorgeous book. There's five levels of narcissism. Level one, I am a single person. I am both masculine. I am both feminine. I can think. I can feel. I am everything. That's one. That's healthy. Second, narcissistic personality. I am both masculine, I am both feminine, and you are zero. Third level of narcissism, the borderline. Have you ever been in that tango relationship? Two step forwards, two step back. As you go forward, they go back. How many got one of those? That's called a borderline personality. A borderline is superior one day, inferior the next. They're masculine, they're feminine, and they jump back and forth. The only problem is, it's you that's going back and forth with them. So the third level of narcissism is borderline, switch back and forth. That's our biggest problem in sobriety. That when we sober up, we're so complex that we can't figure out whether we're going forward or backward. You know what the problem then is? Decide. The fourth level of narcissism is the sociopathic personality. That's the one who said, sure, honey, I'm going to give you longevity, continuity, and exclusivity. You've been to that bitch, haven't you, right? You get laid, and he leaves, or she leaves. You know what? The second step is for all of us. Came to believe in a power greater than ourselves to restore us to sanity. Honeys, I mean, I'm a certified nut. I wished I kept the little white card without the color on it that they give you when you go to the nut house for trying to kill people. Right? I'm certified nut. State of California has records to say that I'm a homicidal person. Okay? So we do have a problem. But our greatest problem in relationship is narcissism. 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 We call it self-will run riot. That's what it's called in the program, reinterpreting words. The sociopathic personality is a man who's so out of touch with his feelings that he will use you for anything he wants, or the woman. When I say man, remember, it could be a girl's body or a boy's body. The sociopersonality is never sober. Now, that doesn't mean they go out and use again, because they very often turn to you to use. They use you. They use your brains, your money, your everything. So they just take one object and turn it into another object. Run, do not walk from sociopathic personalities. Right? Here's a rule of thumb. The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep. Only definition of love I know. The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep. First step of the program, I am powerless over. I am powerless over my ambisexual nature. My life is unmanageable when I attempt to live it as a narcissist. Came to believe in a power greater than myself, as administered to by that funny lady in that funny conference, you see, that could maybe restore me to sanity. Turn my life and my will over. I'm asking you to buy what I'm saying so that you might have a relationship in sobriety, which we have a right to have. The fifth level of narcissism is a sociopath, and they're still using and they're still doing, and they're still out there. Okay? So, narcissism is fine for single people, but not for people in relatedness. Pick your side of the fence. Why don't you do this? If you're just dating, date three. I always tell people to date three. Pick one or two and masculine, and pick one that's, do it different. Try both sides. See which way you like it. It doesn't get important until you have sex. As soon as you want to have a sexual relationship, take your position. If you're the one that's leading, tell the person, I want a relationship with you exclusively, long term and monogamously. Let's do it. Let's go for it. And all other answers than yes or no. Well, what did you think? I mean, shouldn't we get to know each other? I mean, why can't we just have a little casual sex to start out? Isn't that a way to... Honeys, how many people realize once we're sober, we can't muck around with sex? We can't muck around with sex. It's the fastest way back out you ever saw. Intimacy problems, fastest. What do we say? My background. You know, they come in the program and they say, don't get into a serious relationship for a year? 3 months. 3 months. I met the most gorgeous cowboy you have ever seen. I bought that man the best Harley Davidson motorcycle he will ever have. We got on that motorcycle and we drove 3,500 miles on this stinking country. We scared more little kids in more little towns than you can ever believe. But we were sober. We were dry. And within a year, he took every stick of my furniture and the Harley Davidson and went back to his mother. And in my second year of sobriety, I was bankrupt, sleeping on a floor. And I was a school teacher. So I want you to know that I've learned a great deal about how not to have a relationship. What if, in spite of your definition, you really don't know if you're feminine or masculine? I play both roles with both types of men. But of course, as an addict, there have never been good relationships. Honey bun, that's the problem. You never picked one side. You said, I'm going to have a little on this side. You know what that's called? For men, it's called the Madonna whore syndrome. You know what it's called for women? The priest playboy. We have the same thing. I want a man for my body, and I want a man for my brain. The man for my body's got to be good in the bed, and the man for my brain's got to be good at the bank. So if I get the bed and the bank handled, I got everything dealt with. What if the woman does not feel comfortable with sex until much later in the relationship, but the man is always frustrated? Sounds normal to me. Ladies, would you please promise not to use the following phrases? I have...